Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, Word Nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. This is my podcast. How weird is this? I am at the top of page 64. When I'm 64, that is a long way away. All right, the first word for this episode is arborist, A-R-B-O-R-I-S-T. This is a noun from 1578, a specialist in the care and maintenance of trees. How cool would it have been to have that as your job? Like, I'm helping these trees that give us life. Next is arborization. This is a noun from 1794. Formation of or into a dendritic process of a neuron. Did I say the whole thing? No. Formation of or into an arborescent figure arrangement. Also, such a figure or arrangement as a dendritic process of a neuron. Next, we have another tree word. It is arborize. This is an intransitive verb from 1847, to branch freely and repeatedly. I think I need to angle the book so I can read it a little bit better. All right, next we have arbor vitae, arbor vitae. That is not how I wanted to pronounce that. A-R-B-O-R-V-I-T-A-E. This is a noun from 1646. Any of various evergreen trees and shrubs, especially genus Thuja, of the cypress family that usually have closely overlapping or compressed scale leaves and are often grown for ornament and in hedges. I have no idea what I'm reading. All right, that is New Latin, literally means tree of life. Ooh, that's cool. All right, next we have arbor, A-R-B-O-U-R. This is a chiefly British variation of arbor without the U, the way we here in America spell it. All right, next we have arbovirus. This does not sound fun. This is a noun from 1957. Any of various RNA viruses, as the causative agents of equine encephalitis, sandfly fever, and West Nile fever, transmitted chiefly by arthropods. Sorry, I had to cough, and I didn't want to do it in the microphone. All right, next we have arbutus. Yeah, is that how it's pronounced? A-R-B-U-T-U-S. This is a noun from 1548. One, any of a genus, arbutus, of shrubs and trees of the heath family with white or pink flowers and red or orange berries. Two, a creeping plant of the heath family, they're in the same family, that occurs in eastern North America and bears fragrant pink or white flowers in early spring. They sound pretty similar. Next, we have arc. Oh, actually, the etymology. It is New Latin from, or just a Latin word, that means strawberry tree. All right, next we have ARC, A-R-C. This is the first form of a three. Usually we have two. Now we have three. This is a noun from the 14th century. One, the apparent path described above and below the horizon of a celestial body as the sun. 2a, something arced or arched, that's a ch, or curved. 2b, a curved path, as in the arc of a fly ball. It's really interesting how predictable physics is. I never took physics in high school. But because we know how much gravity there is from the Earth, we can predict things like that. What the arc is going to be based on its speed and velocity and all that. Fascinating stuff. All right, number three, a sustained luminous discharge of electricity across a gap in a circuit or between electrodes. Also synonym arc lamp. I'm going to put the microphone down because I need some water. Is this real enough? All right, where were we? Number four, for arc, a continuous portion as of a circle or a ellipse, circle or ellipse of a curved line. Five, degree measurement on the circumference of a circle used especially in the phrase of arc, as in 11 minutes, 3 seconds of arc. Yep. Okay. I guess that has to do with, yeah, when you're going out into space, if a circle is divided into 360 degrees, is that where they get the minutes and seconds? I don't know. You should probably cut that part out. Six, a continuous progression or line of development, as in a story's dramatic arc. All right, now we have the second form of arc. It's an intransitive verb from 1893. One, to form an electric arc. Two, to follow an arc-shaped course. Next, we have the third form of arc. This is an adjective from circa 1949. We have the two definition for inverse, used with the trigonometric functions of hyperbolic functions. Huh? Oh, no. Trigonometric functions and hyperbolic functions. The etymology says arc, sine, arc, or angle corresponding to the sine of so many degrees. Next we have ARC, all caps. This is an abbreviation for one, AIDS related complex, or two, American Red Cross. And should we do another one? Yeah, I think we'll do one more for this episode. It is the word arcade, A-R-C-A-D-E, something that I enjoyed as a kid, but now I'm an adult reading the dictionary. This is a noun from 1725. One, a long arced or arched building or gallery. I assume it's arched. Number two, an arched... An arched covered passageway or avenue as between shops. Three, a series of arches with their columns or piers. Four, an amusement center having coin-operated games. My favorite. Man, I wasn't as bad as a lot of kids, but we would definitely spend a lot of time at an arcade. It just reminds me of, what's that vampire movie? The Lost Boys. Reminds me of that. But I didn't really grow up with something like that. But I do remember going to this one place in Chicago with my friends, and we even had birthdays there sometimes, and there was a game called Trog, and I don't know, for some reason I loved it. I guess it was because it was literally clay stop-motion animation turned into a video game, and it was a prehistoric Pac-Man game where you were a dinosaur who would hop from space to space or just go around space to space picking up eggs like they were the Pac-Man pellets. And then there were these Trog characters, which were these cavemen who had... why can I not think of the word? They had one eye. They were a cyclops, and they would try and get you, and it was all stop-motion animation, and it was so cool, and I'm going to stop talking about that game. And we are going to end the episode, so clearly I'm going to pick arcade as the word of the episode. And that was it. That was the top of page 64. Thank you and good night.